it was just, it was a case of getting it or getting them as hands-on as possible. So I mean, the Wildlife Trust, I think, were really good in that they bought lots of species and specimens that they'd been out and picked specifically to match with our collections. So again, it was like with the flowers, they could see the every flower, they could get smells involved. And you're saying with the taxidermy, it's, you know, explaining. I mean, they kind of looked at it more in the collecting point of view rather than actually the specimen point of view. And that was a really big conversation. The first one is like, you know, like, why did they collect like they collected back then? And is that what we should be doing now? And which obviously they decided, no, you shouldn't be killing things. And so the conversation kind of moved to, well, how would they collect things and how could they appreciate what's around them without going so far as to stuff things and mount them, which was good. And again, it gave it more of kind of like a human element because they, you know, they're seeing them, whereas obviously the Mr. Pennington, who was seeing it as a scientific collection, they're seeing them as like the real animals and part of nature and, you know, the ecosystem.